Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, August 27, 2009. The Israeli military kills a man in Gaza and kidnaps 13 civilians from the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian fisherman was killed on Thursday afternoon and another injured as the Israeli Navy opened fire on them off the Gaza City coastline. The Palestinian Ministry of Health in Gaza announced that Muhammad Al-Attar, aged 25, was killed after an Israeli shell separated his head from his body. Staying in the Gaza Strip, fighters from the leftist Palestinian group, the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, announced on Thursday morning that they had fired homemade shells at an Israeli military base near the Gaza Strip. The group said that the shells hit the Nahal Oz military camp near the Gaza-Israeli borders. The Israeli military reported no damage or injuries. Elsewhere, Israeli troops kidnapped on Thursday 13 Palestinian civilians during pre-dawn invasions targeting a number of West Bank communities. Local Palestinian sources said that the attacks were reported in Qalqilya and Salfit, northern West Bank, Ramallah and central West Bank, Bethlehem and Hebron in the south, in addition to Jericho City. The Israeli military radio announced that all of the 13 men were taken to detention camps for questioning, and they were on what the army calls its wanted list. In June, the Israeli military said it would stop its invasions into the cities of Ramallah and Qalqilya, as well as Bethlehem and Jericho. However, to date, attacks targeting those cities continue. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura.